Well, my friends, welcome to our Wednesday night services. And celebrating Lent, which just sounds like a strange thing to say, because you know Lent is basically the time of the year when we are meditating upon our sin and realizing the depth of our mess, so that when we celebrate Easter and the resurrection of Christ, that we understand what an enormous thing that Jesus did for us by rescuing us from all that. And so we're going to be continuing with that theme today. And so let us begin our worship service this evening, remembering the day that we were welcomed into the family of God, which makes it possible for us to be gathered in his presence. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come into your presence today only because of your forgiveness and your grace and the death and resurrection that you have done for us, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for that. And we come here tonight so that we can receive the forgiveness of sins that we so desperately need, and that we can know you better, know better the way you want us to live, and that we have an opportunity, Lord, to give you praise and thanksgiving for all that you have done for us. Lord, I pray that you would be among us tonight. Send your Spirit to work in our hearts and minds that we may grow in our faith and learn to love you more. In your name we pray. Amen. We confess our sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. My dear friends, upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sin in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Is all it all to me?
first reading for this evening is Proverbs 21, verse 2. A person may think their own ways are right, but the Lord weighs the heart. Oh, and the other reading for tonight is James chapter 1, verses 13 through 15. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has been conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. My mom had a difficult job as a mom because my dad was a pastor in North Dakota at a very small church where his pay wasn't that much, and it sometimes came late, you know. And so my mom, trying to figure out how in the world we were going to feed, you know, four kids in this, had a very large garden. And the thing about a very large garden is that it requires a lot of work. So guess who was drafted? And so as we were weeding in the garden, we were very, very gratified to pull the large weeds, right? The big weeds made everything look so much better, right? Because those were the big ones, the ones that were standing out, the ones that really were obvious. But what we learned very quickly is that pulling the small weeds also was very important, because if you didn't pull the small weeds, guess what they did? They became the big weeds a lot faster than you wanted to have to go back and weed the garden, right? And I think it's a really good metaphor for what we're talking about during Lent, right? That as we are examining our life, we, in our very practical way of seeing things, right? Because when we are all problem solvers. It's what we do in life, right? We walk into a place where things aren't right, and we figure out what needs to be fixed, and we fix it, and then we move on to the next thing. And the way we usually address problems, the order we usually go in, is big problems to little problems, right? And so as we are working on looking at our lives and confessing our sins and examining ourselves over the Lenten season, we usually will follow the same kind of process, right? We'll look at our lives and we'll look for the big problems. And we will overlook the little problems because they're little. The thing is that, you know, what does it say? In Proverbs, it says a person may think their own ways are right. That's kind of what we're doing at that point. Because God doesn't really see big sins and little sins. He sees sins. Right? Because the little sins never stay little. They always grow. And I think it's really important to even understand that seed matters too, right? You put good seed in the ground and good plants grow. You put bad seed in the ground and the plants you don't want, which we will then call weeds, grow. And they become a problem. And so, I mean, the other verse tells us this. It says, where does sin start? Well, the sin starts with desires, right? It's not even the sin itself. It's just the values, the direction we want things to go according to us. And this already is the seed to sin. Because the bad desires lead to sin, and then sin leads to death. And there's so many ways that we do this, right? I mean, it's like none of us would want to be a spouse that is unloving or neglecting or unsupportive. But do we sometimes, not be the most supportive? You know, there are some times where we do the small things, the beginning of these things, the judgmental, the condescending or the dismissive, which is the same sin, only smaller. And if left unattended, it'll grow into the greater sin. You know, instead of doing as God says and praying for those who he puts in authority over us and wanting what's best for them, that we will instead talk politics, and by that we mean impugn and belittle the people that God has put in authority over us, and actually glory in their failure when it comes, even if it's not good for us. Right? I mean, if we were actually going to like go into a rebellion, we would all know that's a big sin. We got to get rid of that. But the smaller sins, we just kind of leave alone. My favorite one is speeding, right? Because that's an easy one. Here's what I've learned, okay? And the reason I like to use speeding is because it's my problem. I like to drive fast. I don't even have a reason. It's just fun, right? I don't even have to be in a hurry and I want to drive fast. But it's okay because here's what I found out is that the police, if you only speed by like 10 miles an hour, the police don't even pull you over. So even they don't think it's a big deal. Thus, it's fine. It's not a problem, right? But where is our heart at that point? I mean, our lives are supposed to be, we are supposed to be living out the lives that our God gave us, these new lives that we received in baptism, to his glory and for his purposes and according to his law. And, you know, this is what we are supposed to do. And instead, we are living selfishly. And when I say we, I mean me, living selfishly according to what we just want without even any reason sometimes, just because it's what I want. And we can justify the sin. We can make it not a big deal. We can try to say, well, that's just a little one. Don't worry about that one. But God says, listen, I want your heart. And by that, he means I want you to want what I want. I want you to conform your life to me. I want you to trust that I am your Lord and that the things that I'm telling you to do are for you, and that you would trust that I want what's best for you, and that I'm telling you to do these things for a reason and do them out of love for me. And when we instead operate on our own selfishness and our own, you know, random desires, even the little sin matters. So as we're heading into Lent, and as we're examining our lives, as we're preparing ourselves for Easter, I want us to think about the little things, the little sins, the ones that are socially acceptable, the ones that people wouldn't judge you for anyway, the ones that are so minor and insignificant. And I want you to consider those sins as well, and the attitudes and the values that lead us into those sins, and the corruption that lies in our heart that makes us want to go there, and bring those sins also to the foot of the cross to receive forgiveness. That we would continue to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to work on those sins so that we can live our lives in a way that shows our gratitude and love for the God who saved us. And again, when we're looking at our sin, the temptation is this. We're going to look at our sin and we're going to get all distracted by the sin, right? We're going to look at it and we're going to say, that is really ugly, that is really horrible, and we're going to fixate on the sin, but that's not what God wants us to do. God wants us to see the sin, to understand its depth and ugliness, and then to do with the sin what he tells us to do, which is to bring it to him and have it forgiven. That is the purpose of this Lenten season, that we would be able to clean house in our life, get the weeds out of the garden, so that we can, on Easter Sunday, we can celebrate as people who have seen the great things that our God has forgiven us for, and to understand better the amazing greatness of his redemption. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with us, Lord. Be with us during this season, Lord. Show us our sin. It's such a dangerous prayer. It's such a scary prayer because we're going to see things we don't want to see. Lord, help us be brave and to look at them, to see the reasons behind them and the thoughts that led to them and the attitudes that lie behind them. And let us bring the whole mess to you so that you can correct us, Lord, and that you can forgive us for the things that we have done. Thank you, Lord, for your incredible mercy, for the unlimited forgiveness that we receive from you. Thank you, Lord, in your name we pray. Amen. All right, now, the offering we're going to be taking in the boxes in the back as we leave today, and we're going to save the hymn for the distribution that's going to be coming later in the service. All right? So with that, please stand, and we're going to confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, so much for this Lenten season, for this evening, Lord, where we can be in your presence, Lord, where we can weigh ourselves and we know that we will be found wanting, Lord, but because of your incredible mercy, Lord, we can receive the forgiveness that we so desperately need. Thank you, Lord, for that salvation that runs so deep, that love that never ends, that forgiveness that is bottomless, Lord, so that we can live in the security of knowing our sins are forgiven and at the same time understanding the depth of our sin. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with us, Lord, in all the different circumstances we find ourselves, Lord. I pray especially, Lord, that you would be with Kathy Zeeble, Lord, as she is healed well enough, Lord, to be home. I pray that you would, we thank you, Lord, that you have brought her to this point. And I pray that you'd continue to give her healing so that she can, Lord, get out and return to be able to worship with us again, as I know she wants to do so badly and we want as well. Lord, I pray that you'd be with Kevin Ross, Lord, who had that heart transplant a while back and that it's not going well. I pray that you would help the doctors to help him and that you would provide him, Lord, whatever it is that he would need so that he can become healthy again, Lord, as he needs to be a father. And Lord, I pray that you would be with Joni and Bob, Lord, as they continue to recover from COVID, the gift that keeps giving, Lord. I pray that you would give them patience, Lord, and the resilience, Lord, to come back quickly from that sickness. And Lord, I pray that you would be with the Schwing and the Haas families, Lord, as Stan passed away. I pray that you would bring comfort, Lord, to all of them, Lord, and especially to Alice, Lord, as she has a very complex grief with her memory issues. Lord, all these things we bring to you tonight and all the other problems, Lord, that people in our church and people in our community are facing. Thank you, Lord, for all this. In your name we pray, and we pray the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Receive our Lord's blessing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. Let us sing the final song together.
Thank you.
I pray that God would continue to bless your Lenten season as we continue to prepare ourselves for the incredible celebration on that Easter Sunday. And, one other thing I was asked to do is that people have been because we're not doing the offering in the middle of the service and we're doing it in the boxes, I just want to remind everybody, don't forget to drop your offering in the plate or in the boxes, because people have left without doing so, and I'm trying to help. We're not, I really not that big into money, but it needs to be. All right, blessings.